tonight we're going to begin the conclusion of this powerful letter of justification by faith. So if you'd open your Bibles, we're going to the 6th chapter of Galatians. Rejoicing as we start tonight in the liberty by which we stand, in that liberty in which and by which we stand is the grace of God. And through grace, brothers and sisters, we yield to the Spirit. By grace, we walk in the Spirit. And my goodness, by grace, therefore, we can be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm so grateful to God that I rejoice with you tonight that we're reading about the state of the full overcomer in Christ. And I pray to God that we're reading not to magnify ourselves, but to magnify Christ in us. That this, praise the Lord, is the glorious gospel. And I'm talking about the grace and glory gospel, alive, active, working in our lives, rejoicing, praise His name, that Christ is living in me. And Christ living in us, brothers and sisters, to the extent of realizing, as it says there in that 24th verse of the 5th chapter, to the extent Christ lives in us, that my flesh with all affections and lusts, my old man, our old man, amen, was crucified, hallelujah, on the cross with Him. I rejoice. I'm happy for you. You've got something going in Christ, hallelujah. I'm thankful to Jesus for that, that He's finished it. And I believe by God's grace, we're beginning to rejoice in Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Now let's go ahead and begin reading here in verse 1 of the 6th chapter. Brethren, speaking to us, it's a big capital B there. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. I have to tell you, I believe that this is one of the most telling scriptures in the Word of God as to the proof of who are the Philadelphia saints. As brother prayed, those that truly love His appearing, that are loving His appearing now in the saints. Praise God. There's been a lot of legality we've been reading about in these precious but poor Galatians. Paul had to shake them up. He said, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And that's pretty straight up. That's as direct as going to be. That's as clear as it could be. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Who hath bewitched you, O ye foolish Galatians? God help us not to stay in that camp. God help us to flee that appearance of evil. And it is apparent evil. I hope you understand that. I pray we know that this is something that stumbles many that know the gospel of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, but don't want to run it because their flesh is more important to appease than by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, I pray to God that we're getting the simplicity of this, brothers and sisters. As it was clearly stated to us back in the 5th chapter, you want to fulfill the law? I talk to some of those every week. The law abiders. I say, you want to fulfill the law? Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So you're just full of love, aren't you? You're in here to love me, aren't you? Is that why you came? It gets awful quiet. I'm here to preach the word, the full counsel of God. And I'm going to tell you something. It's so simple, brothers and sisters. The law is fulfilled in love. But yet these legal ones, I'm going to tell you something, are just the same legal ones of today. Our old man. That one that wants to lean to that flesh to feel that accomplishment in some way, shape, or form. They were completely given over to judging one another. Concerned about one another in the wrong way. concerned about one another and what you doing? Why are you doing that? I got to worry about mote in your eye. And I hope you understand what that means. That's just a little teeny twig. Even though I can't even see your eye because I got a giant beam or a log in mine. God help us, huh? And He has. And I believe we're becoming a body of love. That's the growth, brothers and sisters. That's the sign of the fat sheep. They're full of love. So grateful to God for that. But see, these ones began to compare themselves amongst themselves. Mentioned it a couple weeks back. They were picking at each other. Brother Hill used to always talk about that. Like turkeys. If you never know about them turkeys. And I was up there in Wisconsin here recently. And they have them big old turkey plants. And yep, they have to put either clip their beaks or put something on their beaks. Because if you get them out there, they'll just pick each other to death. That's what they'll do. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. If you're going to go this way and go the way of legal and judging, you'll succeed in tearing each other down. You'll destroy one another. You'll consume one another, just like it warned back there in the 26th verse. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another there. And then in the 15th verse of the 5th chapter, it said, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. You go the way of legality, and that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to consume one another. You're going to just tear down. Listen to this verse. It's so precious to my heart. It's such a serious matter, brothers and sisters, because we're talking about the bride of Christ. We're talking about the very heart of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it says, brothers and sisters, ye which are spiritual. Ye which are spiritual. Think about that word spiritual and what it means. One of my favorite definitions of it is one who is filled with and governed by the Spirit of God. Amen? Filled with and governed by the Spirit of God. You're talking about let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We've been reading about it. Full of all the fullness of God, filled with Him, filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. See, spiritual ones, brothers and sisters, are not legal. In matter of fact, they're not one bit legal when you're spiritual because it can't abide together. Listen to the Word of God. A little leaven doesn't just stay a little leaven. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe if I'm tending towards legal things, eventually it's going to consume me. If I'm going to give heed and ear to legality and entertain that, it will soon consume me. That camel's head will eventually put the whole camel in the tent. It's the truth. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. And don't ever think that we're above any of this, brothers and sisters. And we're in a continual fight, fighting the good fight of faith, justified by faith, the Word of God. Our life is it is written. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And there is no difference. Praise God, any life that I live, lives by the faith of the Son of God. Father, thy will be done. And this just happens to be the will of the Father. It is written. Praise His name. This is your life. I'm thankful to the Lord. We were getting a little shaky there, but Wednesday came around. Praise God. See, brothers and sisters, our life is one of two things. It's either a life of works or it's a life of grace. And that's it. That's what it's going to be. You can't serve the two. You're either going to serve one or the other. And I'm so thankful that we're speaking tonight His truth in love. I'm so thankful that we are preaching the word of His grace. And I believe that by God's grace, again, that He is faithful and that He will be faithful because this is His desire. This isn't something that we could ever concoct. Matter of fact, as Brother Paul said, no man gave me this doctrine. This didn't come from man, of man, or by man. This came from Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Thank you, Lord. Now, I believe that God has brought us here tonight, brothers and sisters. He's gathered a group of simpletons. Thank you, Jesus. That desire, hallelujah, to be these ones that are filled with and governed by the Spirit of God. And we want this. And you know why we want this? Because of grace. God's great grace. It's touched you. Be thankful. You're privileged. You want to please the Father. You're allowing, by God's grace, Christ to live in you. He lives in you, but to be magnified, to manifest. And thank you, Jesus, when that happens, your life will live a life that's pleasing to the Father because it's the life of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? See, it's all due Him. It's all to Him. It's all because of Him. It's all because of the grace of God. It's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. You're a little quiet. All right. Praise His name. It is the hope of glory, Jesus in us, brothers and sisters. And see the evidence of the ones in which Christ reigns, as this verse says, is that they are the restorers. They restore. That's the evidence of the spiritual ones. Truly not a more Christ-like word in the entire Bible than restore. And I want you to stay with me on this. Words mean something. And let me tell you something, the Word of God, it means everything. Praise His name. See, this precious word, restore, it's so all complete as to the love of God alive and living in us. This word restore is, oh, magnify the grace of God in me. Hallelujah. See, this word restore, brothers and sisters, it's far beyond mending or repairing. Some people will talk about it in mending nets, and there is a meaning, a parallel of that. I do agree. It's wonderful. But it's way beyond that. It's so far beyond the wonderful story of the Good Samaritan. I just sit back and amaze myself, hallelujah, in the grace of God and Christ that lives in us. But brothers and sisters, what we're talking about is Christ in us. And what it is that all-powerful Spirit reigning with fruit abounding, such that His life and His mind, see, His life and His mind take over. And there becomes a transformation in our lives by the renewing of our mind. That we become obedient to the Father. Can you imagine that? The likes of us. Ornery folk. Unruly ones. Because of the grace of God, it's no longer I that live. Thank you, Jesus, you live in me. Because I understand the Word of God. My eyes have been enlightened to the understanding, hallelujah, that it is Christ in me. That it is Jesus, hallelujah, that is beginning to grow up. And grow up into this life. Hallelujah. In all things. In all things. In all manner of life. And the word restore here, brothers and sisters, it means, listen to this, to complete, to equip, to strengthen, to perfect, and to make one as they ought to be. Do I need to say that one more time? I think it just stunned you. The word restore means to complete, equip, to strengthen, to perfect, and to make one as they ought to be. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, where is brother going with this? Well, I'm going to tell you something. By the grace of God, I'm yielding. And I don't know about you, but I want to be used of the Lord. And maybe even to an extent where I do grow into the vessel that would add to the usefulness of the husband. Husbands, I ask you and I pray that we can be serious for a moment. How useful is your wife to you? See, I can talk about my wife because she's not here. And I can tell you that there is no way that I would be the man that I am today without my sweet wife. Not even close. And that's the truth. Do you get a little glimpse of what he sees in you? What he wants for you, for him? It's all waiting. He won't take his throne without her. Isn't it a love that just makes you ache? Oh, Jesus, come. Do we really desire to be a joint heir? And I'm talking about a joint heir now. The joints that richly supply the body. Richly supply. Stay with it. Then I'm going to tell you something. We better start believing the Word of God. We haven't believed enough yet. We haven't. If you think you've believed enough, I feel sorry for you. If you believe all the light's gone on and there's no more, I feel sorry for you. It gets brighter. It gets more fervent. His love becomes greater, more magnificent, more awesome, stunning, miraculous, even though he's never changed. But we sure have. From glory to glory. Even into the image of him. Now, if we'll let Christ reign in us, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ himself said in John, and greater works than these shall ye do. He's talking about himself. Greater works than these that you've seen me do. Shall ye do, because I go to the Father. Not because of anything of you or me, but because I am, go to the Father. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Restore to complete, equip, strengthen, perfect, and make one as they ought to be. I'm going to give you an example now. Brother Paul. He was a chosen vessel unto God. Amen? Amen. And in Colossians 1:25, it even says there that he was used to complete or fulfill the word of God. The chief of sinner. Come on. That's what he was used to do. You talk about a vessel. Oh my goodness. But you know what, brothers and sisters? I sure love Brother Paul. Because Brother Paul said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul was not a hog. He pressed. He reached. If by any means, brothers and sisters, this ain't Paul telling you this. This is Christ that liveth in me telling you this. That same Christ that lives in all them that are sitting down there at 1701 South Sherman tonight. That same all-powerful one, that all-loving one that quickened me to want to run to win his best. It's there for you. Hallelujah! Praise be to God! She's a wonderful body. Quite a runner, that gal. And hallelujah, tightly fit, compacted, wonderful harmony, knit together. Amen? Amen. Now, he was used to fulfill the word of God. And we too can and will be used the same way if we will merely receive the grace to preach the word. Amen? Isn't it the word of his grace? Was it anything else? Did Paul have something special beyond what the same offering to us is today? No, he did not. Praise be to God. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I love this. I'm not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. I'm just telling you by God's grace what's in the offering for us. I'm just preaching the gospel of grace. Preach, praise God, the gospel of Paul. Not unto me only gospel. I'm so thankful I don't have to set Paul up on a pedestal. I don't have to go around and look at Peter and Paul sitting on every church like I did out there in Europe. I'm so thankful I read of my sweet brother right here in the Word of God that said, Jesse, run, and run well, son. And I'll tell you what, we'll glory together in a moment, in a time, in a day, at the beginning of the Lord's day. And we'll rejoice together. Do you believe that? Do you believe that that's for you? I pray you do, or you missed it. You've missed it all. I'm not there to go up and gawk at anybody but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. To go up there with you and say, behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My husband, our husband. I'm just a little excited tonight. Because it's the whole counsel of God. It's the whole counsel of God. That's what it is. It's the word of His grace. And it's able to build you up. It's the only thing that'll build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. He's given us everything. He's blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And brothers and sisters, that word, the whole counsel of God, always has the same result when it is embraced. Full overcomer in Christ. Praise be to God, filled with all the fullness of God. A life that has kept the faith, finished the course, fight, hallelujah, the good fight, and ready to be offered as the Lamb's wife, receiving the crowning glory as His favored queen. I pray you're just stunned. Rejoicing. But this is what it is. Oh, the riches in Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we'll believe the word of God, really, if we will believe the word of God, it will take us beyond anything. I mean anything we could ever ask or think, entertain in our brain, dream, think about in our depths of our hearts, what God has prepared for them that love Him. It's so beyond. Hallelujah. It's just wonderful. But then I think about this precious scripture to us, brothers and sisters. If a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. There's something calling out in this verse that there's a repentant heart in here. Do you get that? Ones that don't want to be restored, they'll just go away. They'll be hardened. But this is one that desires restoring. There's a broken heart. There's a contrite spirit. Just ripe for God. Hallelujah. But you know, I was thinking about this. And this isn't me stepping on toes. This is just the Lord. So let's all get our feet ready. But you think of the time that we waste on people that don't want to have anything to do with God. Now you be honest with yourself and you think about it. And I'm talking about people that don't want to do anything with the deep things of God. I'm going to get even more refined here. And I can say this, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we'll lose our lives trying to help our friends, our family, because it's blood. And we become all consumed. Yet I've seen lifetimes spent, and there's never been a movement towards the things of God. And yet, brothers and sisters, I can testify of this, that we rejoice and worship in a place that there are ones that desire and covet the fellowship of restoration, that come in here because of the grace of God and want to receive the encouragement for completion, perfection, to grow up into Christ in all things. And yet, brothers and sisters, we don't seem to give them the time of day. What do you think? Well, brother, I'm busy. Take time for Jesus. And this isn't about, I pray you understand this, this isn't about trying to be just warm and fuzzy hugging. I'm talking fellowship. Fellowship. Dwelling together. That our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. Amen. Think about this. This might be the last Wednesday. You never know. May we wake up, brothers and sisters, and redeem the time. Brother Paul, even in his missionary journeys, the Lord encouraged him to pass by cities. Can you imagine that? God must have gotten that wrong. I thought we were supposed to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm ornery too tonight, because I'm sick and tired of wrongfully divided truth. And not that I know anything, but the Word of God is everything. And it is not that time. And understand these things. I thank God that the Spirit spoke through Paul and he said, I didn't come to baptize. I came to preach the gospel of Christ. The whole counsel of God. You get saved along the way, praise his name. But I'm not into birthers. I want you growing up. We live in a society, like I said, a lot of people want to become moms and dads, but they sure don't want to be parents. Look at the statistics. They're horrifying. I was talking to a brother today, and the children that are in homes of one parent in this day and age is so sad. That doesn't mean to give up. If you're a single parent today, you push harder. If he before you, who could be against you? But I just want you to know what we're fighting here. It's winding up. And man is out of control. Government is out of control. It's all out of control. Except it's all in control. Because the Word of God said it would be so. Amen. Amen. But brothers and sisters, Paul even he wanted to stop at some places too. Did you know that? He didn't just pass by them all. You know, he had some confrontation with God. Well, I want to go in there. And God said, no, you're not going in there. I'm going to stop you, son. And by God's grace, Paul listened, didn't he? Hallelujah. And maybe he didn't fully understand, you know, Lord, I really thought maybe or this, but you know what? Godly thought and godly action are two different things. I pray we always have godly thought, but you wait on him to move you. I'm learning to wait on the Lord. It's exciting. Sometimes it's often sitting there many a day looking at a tree. And my body and this guy ain't geared for that. I'm telling you, I'm go, 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 go. Hardest thing for me to do is sit still. I'll tell you that right now. But he's doing it. Praise God, he's doing it. But brothers and sisters, we don't have much time. We don't. And I don't know about you, but I want to be used of the Lord to the fullest extent, if by the grace of God, to be spiritual and restore. But as we're moving on here, note too that it says in the spirit of meekness. Now oftentimes we're used to restore and praise the Lord. But see, the enemy is going to get opportunity because God sees it that way. He wants to establish you. He wants you exercised. So he's going to give the enemy opportunity immediately to come in there and say, well, what a great job you did. Look at all the people that you led to the Lord, don't you? Man, you're a good guy. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get on out of here. I know that it's just my Jesus. And he lives in me. And I'm just observing his precious grace. I do. I have an out-of-body experience all the time, even right now. I'm just listening to his word. Thank you, God. I'm here with you, and we're rejoicing in the Lamb, in the anointing of the Spirit. You talk about supernatural. This is what it is. The likes of us to be still and to listen because he's given an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Praise his name. It's exciting. But see, this isn't ourselves, brothers and sisters. We know this. See, it's not my glory. It's God's glory. So in meekness, as we discussed last week, let's get low. Consider thyself, but for the grace of God, there go I. Amen. See, as we go up to brothers and sisters and the Lord gives us this sweet opportunity, it's just our old man. And aren't we thankful that old man's been nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. And brother or sister that's caught in this, that's not you that's even doing that. It's just a lie. It's just a lie that's taking you that way. And I'll tell you what, any other heart that comes to someone besides that, and I'll tell you what, you'll be tempted right along with them. Tempted to either enter into that, or tempted some other way with some other wile of the devil. He's got lots of darts. He can shoot a whole slew at you. And if you're not going to put on the armor, it'll defeat you. Amen? Amen. Know this. So brothers and sisters, hardened hearts are always ready to cast out the brethren. They are. Trample them. Expose them. They're not spiritual ones. Ready to cast out a brother that fails. And I do, I've talked to some people about this before, and oh, immediately the legality tries to jump out. But thank the Lord that we fight legality. It is written. It is written. Behold the Lamb. You're not fighting me. By God's grace, it is written. And he fights our battles. And I'm not in contention with flesh and blood. I'm not. It's just spiritual wickedness. I know that. And brothers and sisters, we can enter into that kind of wickedness if we're not going to yield to the Spirit. We will go that way. And we need to understand these things. But as I say this to folks and I say, hey, look, you want to cast them out? That's not the heart of the Lord. Yet I do know that in Corinthians it says that if ones are going to be hardened to go a certain way and to fellowship in darkness, and oftentimes what it really is, and I'm just going to tell you, is bringing in untruths in one way, shape, or form, then that has to have no fellowship. That has to be stopped. We don't sup with that. If they're going to go that way in love, not in disgust, not in condemnation, but in love. Brother, sister, that's not who we are in Christ. And I'm not trying to be holier than thou. We're already holy because he is holy. But this isn't fellowshipping in the gospel of Christ. Amen? Amen. Always with a heart. Always with a heart yearning for the fellowship to be restored. If you ever break fellowship with someone and don't have a heart that wants fellowship again, you're wrong. Your heart is not right. By God's grace, we should always have the heart of the Father for the prodigal, because that's the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A heart that is always waiting for the return of fellowship. The rejoicing. Amen? Amen. It's not trying to be something. It's just who we are in Christ. It's Christ that liveth in me. That's his life. That's who he is. That's his love. And I'm so thankful to God that we can rejoice in that. But yet there's so many that's, oh, well, we've got to reprove and we've got to rebuke and we've got to do all this. Well, all I can tell you that is go back and read in that section. And I'm not saying that there won't ever come a time for some to do that. But if you read through that, that's for ministers. Everywhere else I pretty much read in the Word of God, it's one word, long-suffering. Be still, slow to speak, not quick to hammer. Praying is much more effectual and effective, brothers and sisters. This is a good few verses here, isn't it? I pray we come back. But a heart that says, in no wise will I cast you out, is the heart of God. And I will say that sure, the Lord has us guard against discord. Discord is something that the Lord hates. He hates discord among the brethren, whether it would be in our house or whether it would be in a meeting. But even in that correction, brothers and sisters, the heart state reigning is the desire to restore and to heal and to assist that one to grow up out of the rebellious state. Amen? Because it's just a child, is what it is. Call it what it is. When we're unruly, when we are misbehaving, we're still sons of God. That standing never changed. But we sure can act like unruly children. Amen? Amen. 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 I believe if there are ones that have grown and are filled with all the fullness of God and cannot be any more complete, I don't think we'd see you anymore. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, let's go ahead and read verses 2 and 3. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And that wasn't when he's nothing. I mean, you are nothing but for God. I hope you understand in how you're reading this. If you think you're something because of you, you have deceived yourself. Period. All right? So here it is again, the precious word, urging, even pleading with us to who we are in Christ. I hear so clearly in these verses to love the body as the head, because there is no difference. It's all Christ. Isn't that wonderful? So thankful how He draws us in and allows us to enter in to truly who we are in Christ. See, love and true love, brothers and sisters, prefers the other before self. The love of God is not self-serving. I'm so thankful for the gospel of Christ. I believe we all are. We wouldn't be here. And I'm so thankful to God. It's not the word exposes us. It chastens us. It searches us. And if there be any wicked way, Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. And that's what's going on. See, as we'll endure the chastening, He deals with us as sons. Amen? And you know how you endure chastening? You hear the Word of God. Because this is what works effectually in them that believe. You don't have to just get out there somewhere and have Him just rough you up and beat you up. A lot of times where you got out to and everything like that was because of your self-induced suffering. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you truthfully, as you well know, you feast upon this sweet gospel to the mouth, it'll be bitter in the stomach. The Word does it. The Word does it. You don't do this. God will allow you to be tested. He'll bring you into the testing ground. He'll bring you into the battle. Hallelujah. He'll bring you into the furnace. He's got one appointed all the time. Lion's den, Red Sea, no way out. That's exciting time. When you don't have any options at all, it's great because you know it's at God, this got to be you. Isn't that wonderful? It is. The times that are tough for me, I don't know about you, is when I think I have options that I could use my mind. Well, could I go this way or that way? And then it's still silliness because, Lord, take the reins. Take the reins. You're the light. You're the lamp. Amen? Amen. But let every man prove his own work, verse 4. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. And see, as you read these, don't be confused about thinking, oh my goodness, what's the work that's being spoken about here? See, the work that we know that is the only work that's any profit to any of us at all is grace. Grace. Proving or examining ourselves, brothers and sisters, are we walking in grace? Are we grace saints? Is that our life, the grace of God? Is it the Scriptures, brothers and sisters? Is it the truth in love? Completely loving? Are we the saints that are full of brotherly loves, the ones that are looking to restore and complete and perfect? As the Word of God says, the ones carrying the golden apples or the cold cups of water, the ones by God's grace that have lips that are just full of comely speech, not flattering words. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking truth in love. I'm talking about edifying, increasing spiritual wealth in one another, all because of the grace of God. See, that's the measure of it, brothers and sisters. The measure isn't, you know, how high I can put my Bible under my armpit as I walk around. You know, how many verses that I can recite to you. I want you to know the Word of God, absolutely. But most importantly, I want you to know the Word of God rightfully divided and in truth in love. Working effectually in you because you believe it. Not because it's something that, well, I grew up and this is what I said. Because it's been applied and exercised in your life. Because He's become your love. And He's doing that in our lives, brothers and sisters. It's exciting. A lot of times we're weeping. A lot of times we're crying for one another, and it hurts to watch the different things we're going through. But God is doing it. And this, brothers and sisters, this encouraging in our lives to be spiritual, the ones that restore, that's the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Full of grace and truth, Christ in us, that we are filled with all the fullness of God. And I'll close with this thought. Having grace for your burdens, having grace for your burdens will help me receive the grace for my own personal ones. See, that's the difference between as you go through 1 and 2 and 4 and 5. I'm here by God's grace and you're here by God's grace to bear one another's burdens. But at the same time, isn't it interesting? It said, but for every man shall bear his own burden. There's trying times individually too, aren't there, brothers and sisters? And I'm so thankful that as we yield to God and the love of God takes hold of our lives, we become altogether lovely, just like Him. And we restore. And we receive grace and we give grace because of Christ in us. I couldn't give that. That has to be Christ in my life. And praise God in giving and bestowing the grace of God for others' burdens. We receive the grace for our personal ones. And I'm so thankful, brothers and sisters, that grace and that mercy is always from the same throne. It's always from the same place. It's always from the same source. And it flows abundant. The throne of grace. And I pray, and I'm so thankful, as brother prayed before we start, come boldly to the throne of grace. I know this is something that He's placed in our hearts that we desire. To be like Him. To be the living ones. Alive, fervent, quickened. Like Him. Restores, brothers and sisters. Neutral you cannot be. Neutral you cannot be. Forgetting those things which are behind. Lay down them trophies. All those things that God has done in your life and has allowed you to do, I praise God for it. But don't you go hanging your laurels on that. There's more glory to come. Be ready. Be willing. Be exercised beyond your strength, beyond your might, beyond your patience, beyond your so-called long-suffering. It's a short time. Do you want His best? I have an encouraging of the Lord, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. I don't think we've seen anything yet. And I believe as I look at Brother Paul's life, he said, pressed out of measure, despairing of our own lives. I believe the Word of God. Not unto me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.